I'm telling you, you really have planned the music, Tom. I'm loving this. 720 WGN, I'm Jane Monzuris. Pete McMurray normally here with us. He loves to talk about fitness, but he is somewhere on the beach. Of course, you can text us any questions you may have. It's 312-981-7200. We love to hear your feedback. As the host of Living Healthy Chicago on WGN Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., yes, that was a plug, I literally cannot do a radio show without talking about health and fitness. And so here it is, friends. A while ago, we did a story about water fitness, and I took a class called H2O HIT with our next guest, and she was so her energy was so contagious and exciting. I had to bring her in to talk about fitness and from Midtown Athletic Club. Please welcome Amy Chassie. Hi,
hi,
Amy.
Hi, Jane.
So it's Chassie.
It is Chassie.
Yeah, but I go Chassie.
I like that so much more.
Because when I went there, of course, I was late, and the kids were already in the shoot, and I was walking in. No, I wasn't late to my bosses. I was, like, looking for you and where they were. But everybody at the front desk was like, Amy Chassie, where is Amy Chassie? So, Amy, you're here. We're talking about fitness. I didn't realize that water fitness was such a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Tell me about it. What's going on in the world of water fitness?
So, it is definitely a trend that's just starting to creep up a little bit more because we're all working out harder, working out longer, and we don't want kind of that stress on the joints and long-term impact that sometimes we could have. And water is a great solution. You can really bring athletic-based training into the water.
Right, because we, so, you know, in years past, you're like, oh, the water aerobics is for, like, my grandma, or it's, like, at the senior center. But now, when you go to any gym across anywhere and any across the country, these water classes are really intense, and you get out of a water class and you can't barely lift your arms. What is the difference of working out on water versus working out on land? How are we working our body different?
So a couple fun facts about water. Like I said, you can go hard without it being hard on the joints for a few reasons. Water is 800 times denser than air. So just even if you move your hand through the air.
Like with a paddle on your hand, you're pushing the water. So it's heavier on your muscle.
Harder, yeah. And it's also, you have multi-planar resistance. Resistance in all directions. So that adds the intensity. Water is also buoyant. It can hold up to 90% of the body weight. So you can really get a lot of endurance training, power training, strength training, mobility training without that impact that, you know, on land and gravity and hitting hard.
So you can actually work harder with less impact on your joints.
Yes. Yes. And another cool thing about water is hydrostatic pressure. It, you know, you're underwater and there's the water's going against your body the whole time. So that does some great stuff. It reduces inflammation, increases circulation, and actually makes your heart work harder. So all these things that are just inherent in water that make the workout that much harder before you've even started really doing anything. So
does it, because you're in the water, obviously there's chlorine, but does it help you with hydration, your skin, or does it dry you out?
I'll bring a water bottle to the pool.
Really? So you're working out and you're in all this gallons and gallons of water and you're going to run off to the side and do a sip of water?
Yeah. You know, people end up bringing water bottles to my class. Yeah. Because it just helps us stay hydrated.
And so, if you have to go to the bathroom, you recommend going to the locker room. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a different show. That's what I do at 11 o'clock at night.
You know, you can get a cardio burst run to the locker room. You know, get that heart rate up even more. Another thing about water that I love, that I think it's kind of like a secret spy undercover core class.
Yeah, tell me that.
Yeah, like just not drown. you're constantly using your stabilizer muscles. So just, especially in the deep end, your core is activated. There, you can't turn it off. You have to keep it on. But I, of course, always encourage people to brace your core. And just all the movements you're doing, you can really kill the core in an aqua class, which you just, that's not advertised. And you don't think about that.
You're never thinking about that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, when you contract the muscles, whatever muscle you're using, core, glutes, legs, arms. I just realized this the other day, so I'm saying it. When you actually focus on contracting those, you're working them harder, and you're doing the exercise better. So can you do that in the pool?
Absolutely. Yeah. I try to coach that throughout class so that, yeah, they can amp up the intensity. And I'll even have them play with one movement, like do it a little slower and bigger. All right, how does that feel? Or I'll even have them not brace their core. Do kind of a chest fly without bracing the core for 10, 20 seconds.
Right.
And then I'm like, all right, brace your core. And then can you feel the difference? And everyone's like, oh my God. Like even that makes the chest fly better. You know, like just that alignment and good posture.
I love that you get so excited. She's wailing her arms around, hitting the microphone because she's like, you're not a fitness instructor. You're a coach. Talking to Amy Chassie from Midtown Athletic Club. Amy, we are going to take a quick break. I want to ask you, really quick before we go to break, I love cardio kickboxing. It is not cool. Nobody has the class. It's the best workout I ever get. It's not in the water. Obviously, it's out of the water. Why is it gone? It's not cool. Can we bring it back?
Let's do it, Jane. Actually, I bring it back in HO Hit. We're always kicking and punching. So just come back.
Water. Oh, boy. Okay, Amy Chassie, Midtown Athletic Club. This is 720 WGN.